Hello and welcome to Game Chat, the video game book club on the internet. This is Spiritfarer Chat 6 of 7. Oh my goodness. This was released August of 2020, developed and published by Thunder Lotus Games. It's available on Switch, PS4, Xbox One, and Steam. Spiritfarer is a cozy management game about dying. As ferry master to the deceased, build a boat to explore the world, care for your spirit friends, and guide them across mystical seas to finally release them into the afterlife. What will you leave behind? Every chat we have, we like to have a fun little icebreaker intro question to get so you can get to know us better and we can get to know each other better. This week's question is from Frank. Thank you so much. What food category would be your favorite if you were a spirit on Stella's boat?
All right, I'm up first because I'm at the top of the
always first
top of the food chain.
And I would have to say, for me, comfort food. That old style, comfort food, but definitely.
Are there any foods that you have recipes for so far that you think would be good, or ones that you hope to find recipes for?
Actually, good examples. Now that I think about it, I'm not sure it's a comfort food. Let me look. Meat stew.
Yep.
I love
that.
A good
would be
stew.
Great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I found your recipe site, Madeline. So.
Oh, okay. Good.
Yeah.
All right. Next.
This is Jonathan. I'm debating comfort and breakfast. I'll go breakfast. Always like breakfast, and I haven't really found breakfast food I didn't like. I guess I wouldn't say go to if isn't it. No, I guess being in the South, the big one is like, grits. I'm not a big fan of grits. If you're not from the South, you're all wondering what's a grit? Which I can't tell you. It's a secret. but aside from even if I was presented with grits, like if I had stuff to put in it, I would still eat it. but I love, bacon and biscuits, pancakes, waffles, all that good stuff that's not necessarily good for your cereal. I could go on about my new cereal discovery, but I don't think we're sponsored yet, so I'm not going to mention it. Yeah, so breakfast. As far as what I've been, the only breakfast thing I've successfully made in game I haven't even made pancakes because I haven't found eggs. Never mind, I don't think I've made any.
Do you
breakfast.
At least have a recipe for anything?
I don't think so. I'm real bad at the cooking in Spiritfarer.
Oh.
I haven't experimented that much. I experiment with all the fish. I catch a lot of fish.
Yep. Okay. Well, I guess I will go next. This is Madeline. Breakfast is probably also my favorite food category. And if I'm in the afterlife, then I get to pick whatever I want, then it would probably be breakfast. Also, yes to everything, breakfast, like Jonathan said. Most recently in the game, I found I experimented a little bit and figured out how to make chilaquiles, which is, if you look at it, you might think it's like nachos with like fried eggs on top of it, but usually you take corn tortillas and fry them yourself, and don't put, so instead of using like tortilla chips, you'd fry up the tortilla slices yourself, and then instead of doing melty cheese, usually like queso fresco, usually have a lot of sauce on top of them. This is similar to my all-time favorite Mexican breakfast dish, huevos rancheros, which probably isn't like actually traditionally Mexican, probably more American. But anytime I go anywhere that has huevos rancheros, doesn't matter what time of day it is, that's going to be the one thing that I would get. So, yeah. Breakfast for me as well.
No.
I mean, I'm just like...
All of a sudden, this is like, Kevin. Oh. Comfort food, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Because I like pizza and stuff like that. If they had hot pretzels in the game, it would probably be pub food. But they don't.
That would be wonderful.
I don't even know much of what is pub food. It seems like it's pretty like limited.
Yeah, like wings and pretzels and like potato
chips, corn dogs,
nachos, yeah.
Appetizer stuff.
Fried finger food, I feel like.
Half apps at Applebee's!
Exactly!
Oh, I didn't even scroll down. I didn't even know that was a section.
Apparently Incredible is one of the foods.
Alrighty. Thank you, everyone, for sharing. This is our second to last chat, like I said, about Spirit Fair. I guess we'll start with who's on your boat, who's not.
All right. Today said goodbye to Alice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and picked up is it Mickey and Bruce, the big ox?
Bruce and Mickey, yeah.
Bruce and Mickey. Now, Mickey is the little hummingbird? I don't know who's who.
I think, I don't remember. I think Bruce is the bird.
Yeah, there it is. The wiki. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
The bird.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny. This little hummingbird is carrying this ox around.
Yes, dragging him around.
Being
very verbally abusive.
I dislike them not simply because of them being mean characters, but their animation just takes so damn long.
Because
they either go and like lift up to the different levels or. Like, if you just want to talk to them to give them food, it takes them, like, 5 seconds to turn around. And I'm like,
They're super, super picky eaters, too.
Oh, yeah. It's no shellfish, 2 ingredients.
And I have an overabundance of just plain fruit on my boat. So.
Yeah, I got... That's by default feeding that to the sheep.
Mm-hmm, yep.
Keeping the sheep alive on cherries.
Exactly. Yeah, I went to the raccoon to sell some stuff, and I was like, oh, I have like over 130 cherries. I can
put
a lot of these.
You also can't feed them the same thing twice in a row.
Yep.
It's like,
it's funny. I stopped at the raccoon. And it's like, I just finished, I think, with the big 16, the big, I thought was the big one, the 16,000 upgrade on the boat. And I had like 4,000 or 5,000 left. And I'm like, I stopped at the raccoon. I started buying seeds and I look up, I got like 1,000. I'm like, holy shit, crap. I that much on seeds.
Yeah. They get expensive.
Yeah. They're like 50 a pop. And it's like now that I got the windmill going,
Yep.
It started grinding flour. It's like I'm going to need more. I thought, I don't. I was running a little low on grain and rice, and it's like corn.
Corn. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, corn, which was my go-to for the sheep before.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, well, as soon as I don't have Gwen to feed popcorn to anymore, what am I going to do with all this corn?
Yeah.
Grind it all up. And then, yeah, I'm also in same spot as you. I have one ear of corn left. It's like,
oh, yeah. I've run into that supply thing, because like you're going and sailing around in like the newer areas and you're like, oh, they don't sell the old seeds here.
Yeah.
So you have to like manually go and like hop on the who's the seal?
Kevin? No, Kevin? Ken?
No.
No. Sorry.
Was it Alex?
Oh, it is Alex.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Don't call Alexander.
Totally wrong.
Yeah. Call me Alex. Yeah.
Because Alexander people are, what does he say? Terrible people or something like trash. He said trash. He's people called Alexander called trash. And it's like, wait, what?
What do you mean by that?
Yeah, Alex.
Yeah, so, finally got, I forget what I was missing for, the soul, not the soul, the opal. I was just delaying getting the wires thing. What is it called?
Zipline,
that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, I have to say, that's one of my, like, out of all of them right now, that's kind of almost like my least favorite. It's like,
really?
It's really tough on the PS4 controller. Your thumb's on the direction stick, right? And then you have to quick switch it to the up, down, left, right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of cumbersome.
It's not.
The mine was okay, but then I got to, was it Old City or something like that? Old Town?
Mm-hmm.
You can hold up with the direction stick for for hooking onto it.
Okay. But yeah, I just keep trying to double jump after I, you know, and it's like I end up flapping that hat like
yep.
Like bad wings. And it's a little front when you start, you know, you go, it's like you missed it and you're going down, 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 down.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Especially in that, Jonathan hasn't gotten there yet. The Old City, which I think, I mean, I got to the top to talk to Mickey. And I don't think that's everything I was like, I can't go anywhere from here. And it's like, I think, you don't have to. I mean, it's there. I saw a video on YouTube that says there's another way. You have to get a key or something like that. So, but yeah, I'm not loving the zip lines and the what are the new, what's Mickey's sea storm thing called?
The pulsar rays.
Pulsar rays.
That was very frustrating.
Yes, because the boat is so big, you're constantly chasing and scrambling and you're missing all of them, you know.
Yeah.
I can't remember how the pulsar rays work. Weren't they like going in all different directions or something?
Well, they just go at first, they just go straight down, and then as soon as you like jump to try and catch them, then they like swerve out of your way or
Now I remember.
Yeah, these I think this is the first thing that's like actually actively tries to get out of your way, you know.
Yeah. Everything else, you just gonna stand there and catch.
Just run over it. Now that your boat's bigger, it's like it's really tough to navigate around.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Yep. So that's one of those. What was it? The what did they give? Pulsar ingots or something.
Yep. Then you get pulsar stuff, and then you can start crushing that up and. I needed that's that like, for something else.
That's like what that's one of the first things I'm taking to the turtle. Have him duplicate as much pulsar and not have to catch this stuff. Which is now it's like almost a thing you do in the game. It's your daily maintenance is like check in with the turtles, get stuff duplicated.
Yep, get whatever you've been growing.
To get to that level of efficiency, I'm not there yet. I'm still just surviving by the skin of my teeth.
Yeah, today Atul was like, you've been running around doing all these nice things for other people. How about you take some time for yourself? And I was like, Atul, you have like two requests logged in right now already. And as soon as I fill one of those, you're going to ask me for something else. So I appreciate it. But yeah.
Finally got him the fried
chicken. Oh, make me today. Some more.
I know. Some fried chicken.
Well, get me more berries and wood.
Yep. You can help by doing this.
Yeah, go do I'm your kind of annoyed because they're like, oh, I'm going to go and craft stuff for you. It's like, you made me one log.
That's okay. It's faster for him to do it than it is for me to go in there and feel very frustrated with the sawmill not being able to cut on the line.
I'm sad because I said goodbye to Alice, so I no longer get free pies.
Yeah, I know.
Aww. Yeah.
Yes. Pies?
She makes pies.
I just got her.
Yeah, she
I
makes pies for you. Yeah.
I just gave her her wardrobe and realized I can now change.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and I created this, like, I liked it, like, weird orange and blue looking thing, and then she was like, there's this pair we got, but put that on. It was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm still in the process of unlocking more outfits from for the closet, even after.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of sad that, like, none of them seem to, like, change the appearance at all. Like, even just, like, slightly, like, if they even just, like, added some stuff, like, brand level, like, colors.
I met Beverly. I haven't got her onto my boat yet, but I met her.
Oh, okay.
I only just updated my game now, so I have bumped.
Oh, Beverly's a new one?
Meet Beverly.
Yep, she's...
Beverly was the recent one.
Yes. I pretty much have, like, almost all new all the characters except one of them.
Nice.
All right,
I'm still way behind.
Stanley's one of my favorites. And also, fuck.
Stanley's like, you should experiment with all these things. Put the shoe in the smelter, and then you should
the oven.
Oh, he had me put the shoe in the smelter.
Oh,
and then he's like, you can put, and then it makes glue for reasons. And then he's like, and then we need to, like, bake the glue and the sawdust and see if that turns into paper.
Well, kind of baking the glue makes a little bit of sense because you are like heating it up.
Mm-hmm.
I love that you can feed the glue to people.
You have that option,
and then it gives them the status of feel sick because they ate glue. I gave glue to Giovanni for obvious plot reasons. and then one person I was watching play the game, we're all like, give him glue! and she proceeded to give Giovanni.
Or Giovanni.
Yeah. Although, I mean, Gustav is certainly the most profitable friend.
Yeah, he just keeps giving you all kinds of antiques and stuff.
Yeah, to sell to Francis.
You have to get the to build his house first.
I'm pretty sure
gallery.
I think so.
Yeah, the gallery wasn't that tough. I think I had everything for the gallery.
I have to go find the aluminum wagon.
Oh, well, that's at the end.
I still need to do that.
Summers.
Yeah.
run.
I think I'm getting close to that because I finally found gym for her, and then I went and meditated with her
mm-hmm.
on the mountain and everything. So I think I'm close to summer. And then
yeah,
Atul wants his fried chicken, which hearing you guys talk about it, it's probably going to
take a long call.
I just got Stav and Alice.
Yay.
I will say it's nice that the only way to get Alice is to already have her house built. Mm-hmm. Appreciate that. So I don't have to worry about it. Like she just walks on board and gets in her house. So okay. Gustav, I think I need aluminum. I've reached the point where it's like a lot of the building stuff exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
Have my one sheep. I got all excited because there's some stuff that like needed. Oh yeah, it was cotton stuff, and because I was like, yes, I got wool. Now I can make cotton stuff, and then it's wait, no, I just made wool stuff.
That's how cotton yeah. works.
Is that how that works?
Yeah.
I know. Like, I know. I feel
you're like me with sheep and pork. Wait a minute.
It's not this.
I mean, wait a second.
I don't get pork chops from sheep. What was I thinking?
That's that's beef.
I have Summer, Atul, Alice, Astrid on the hunt for Giovanni.
Mm-hmm.
Before I stopped playing. Boat was en route to the other turtle, Olga's sister. I forget her name.
She's only two sisters, I think.
Okay, it's the second one.
Yeah.
So I got the icebreaker upgrade, so I could smash through that ice. I met the walrus lady. Because I got
good stuff. Susan.
I love Susan.
And I was pleasantly surprised that it's like, I can already get random things from you.
Yeah, that's kind of nice. By the time you get there.
I don't know what I'm going to do. A lot of this. I'm trying to remember. I found like these ceramic ball things.
Mm-hmm.
I think they went into like items, not sellable items.
Yeah, those are just collectibles. That's part of the season stuff.
Okay, so I'll just...
It's kind of like, you found a tchotchke, but it's like a collectible tchotchke.
Okay. Yeah. I'm still way behind you guys, but I'm getting there. Ferrying some spirits. I'm doing the spirit ferrying.
It's, you know, don't fall into this trap, Jonathan, because I was playing like this for a while, that I would see an ingredient and I would just assume that a character would introduce me to that ingredient. I forget which one it was, and I was like, I'm just waiting for so-and-so to, you know, maybe somebody will come up and show me that ingredient. That.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I forget what it was. Maybe it was for the I forget. But yeah. So yeah, you gotta explore all those islands, even the ones that are just picking up some resources. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm trying to
forget. I found one island and he wouldn't let me in.
Well, that's
because I need to get all the abilities.
Yeah, you get.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't have zipline.
Yeah, zipline. Even when you get the abilities that he wants, you still basically need to get. I think I still need a leader ability in order to even fully explore that.
Yeah, I think that's a lot of these places. I think you have to go back to. Like, I mean, even I think the original, not the original, but one of the towns in the beginning. It was more like
Hummingbird.
Yeah, that was like more like a Japanese village. There's a lot of stuff on top of the roofs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm still annoyed because there's one thing in Hummingbird that I cannot, or not. Because Hummingbird, I think, started. But the one, like, I think it's the place where you boost off. And there's this freaking one of those, like, glowy light chests or whatever. On top of a lantern, like right in the beginning area. So there's like a spirit guy hanging up. But you can't reach the lantern that's above him because like you can't double jump high enough or whatever. So I think you need to get like a dash ability or something like that. And I'm so annoyed by it because I can't reach it no matter what I do. And it's just sitting there taunting me. It's the last thing that I have to get on that island.
Yep. So if you just updated the game, you'll have more to get on that island than just the lantern you can't reach. So maybe that will make it a little bit less frustrating.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out if there's anything more with like the meditation stuff or if that was just like a one-off thing that we did with...
With the what?
Like where we had like that thing where we would meditate in front of like certain rocks and stuff. Meditated in front of that rock.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't sure if there was like other meditation spots or something.
Oh, yeah, that would be nice.
Just a one off.
I think that was Alice. Oh, no, it was Summer. That was Summer.
Yeah. That was nice.
Oh, God. The first time after Summer and I went to speed up some growth was like, oh, man.
Oh.
Listen, you know, because that's what she did. She played the scimitar, scimitar. What's that called? I forget.
The fancy Indian stringed instrument.
Yeah.
I almost said a keytar. I'm like, nope, that's not it.
That's
not a keytar.
Now it's going to bug me. Rabbi Shankar was a famous player. Okay. Rabbi.
Oh, Summer, what instrument do you play?
We're gonna like collectively slap our foreheads.
Right. God, it's telling me.
The wiki doesn't say. Yeah, the wiki doesn't say what the instrument is. Blah.
What? The stringed instrument. I mean, it's. It's not a sitar? That's not what she's playing?
Sitar. Yeah, I'm thinking, I think I said scimitar.
Oh, the sword.
Oh. Sitar, scimitar. Sitar, sitar.
The sitar, yes. S-I-T-A-R. Huge. It's really, I don't know if you hold your fingers between those lines that are like the strings right above the
fret lines.
It's not really like you don't press it down to the fretboard. I think you press it onto the bars. I don't know. It's a really. I have to go look up a video after we're done.
Very cool.
Yeah. But anyway.
Yeah.
As we digress. yeah, I mean, I thought
it was sitar chat.
And I made the mistake of thinking that the windmill was strictly decoration. I didn't realize the windmill was for grinding flour. Yeah.
It's a mill. Yeah.
The windmill is annoying to do.
Yeah, it's like, kind of like a weak mechanic, if you know what I'm saying. It's like it's just you put the whatever in and just wait.
Yeah, you let it grind and then you have to go and adjust it for each and every one.
Really? I wasn't doing that.
You have to adjust the thing so it goes to learn like the whole circle thing on the side is.
Oh, okay.
And then it'll grind that one. And once it's done with that one, then you have to go and adjust it again for the second one.
Okay.
Something for grinding it, you don't really have to adjust it as often, but other ones you do because they have such, like a small like leeway area. end.
Yeah.
It's an interesting idea, but and I also don't I guess it would sort of make some sense if like wind direction was a thing we knew, but
yeah, it just kind of happens.
Yeah, you do have to have it at a certain height.
Yeah.
It says it has to be X percent of one of the tallest things in on your boat.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that was trying to think what else. Oh, well. Giovanni, when you get the roses for Giovanni.
Mm-hmm.
And the that's where you find ash trees.
Yes, in that, and so then you go cut down the trees, and then everyone's like,
"What are you doing, runner?"
Driving you out of the park, and I was like, "Damn it, I'm a terrible person, aren't I?"
I'm a really
but I really
bad
need
person.
This ash tree. Like, yeah. This is the only place it is.
Yeah,
I can't build anything without it.
Yeah, I don't know if like the one person in the park ends up saying that they're doing something with environmental stuff, but what's funny is. You have that person where they're all like, how dare you cut down the trees? But then if you go to a different town, they're like, these trees are like rotten or like have a blight on them or something. And they're like, you can just cut them down. So you just like cut down their whole entire public park.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
it's in the same, one of the same city towns. I love the city towns. They're one of my favorite areas, some of their writing.
Yeah, I think the first time you get it, they cut a tree, the game tells you, like, it's okay, they're renewable, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what else?
The Crusher? Yeah. I was really expecting to have...
Kind of, like, decent mechanic, or...
Well, I was really expecting it to, like, where you have some amount of skill, like, with the other stuff. And, no, it's literally, you just button mash.
Yeah, button mash and one for one. You know, even the lumber thing gives you a chance for, you know, guarantees too. You have to be totally horrible just to get one plank. But you can't. It's one or two. I mean, I think I got three once. It's just that. Hopefully, there's an upgrade that makes it easier.
The upgrade does not change how it works, but it will give you, it basically doubles.
Oh, that's good.
So you basically end up, usually, if you're not horrible, you get like three.
Okay. It's amazing. The first
thing try it all, you'll get like two.
The loom is still like the favorite, you know. It's just such a relaxing swoosh.
It's very nice.
Yeah.
So some of the things on the loom have like they do take a little bit longer, or the
you have to be more accurate.
The area for being able to get doubles or whatever is super small.
Yeah.
I think that's mainly for. I think I've had that like one that I've gotten most recently because you had to get the tree and then grow the tree and then get the worm from the tree.
Instead of, you know, the only other thing I could, you know, with developers, if you're listening, the recipes part, you know, have an R1, L1 sort of like tabs where you can go to the different types. It's like, oh, I need to feed blah, blah, blah. I know they like exotic. Let me go over to the exotic tab and see, you know, of the recipes that I've discovered, what can I make? And then make it from there.
Yeah, having a massive recipe list to scroll down through and you're just scrolling down through all of them to whatever spot that the recipe is.
Right.
You're like, I don't know, like... Most of these are blank, but I know that I had a recipe for X somewhere down here. It's very frustrating. Especially because you're probably making it because the person is standing outside the kitchen angry at you because you haven't fed them in the last 5 minutes. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Boy, if you like crustaceans, you'd be
mm-hmm.
set for a life. I've gotten so many scallops and mussels and
yeah.
Except I can't feed any of these to whatever.
Somebody's got to like seafood down the line.
Right?
That's the cruel joke.
Yeah.
Game. There isn't.
I think my game just glitched or something. Because whatever. The bullies are sleeping, but they have the Move It Stupid bubble above them.
Hmm.
So they're insulting people while sleeping.
Well, I guess maybe you haven't built the house for them yet, so they're
no. They're in their deck. House.
Oh, they're in their house. Sleeping
in their house.
Could be talking with in their sleep. So yeah, that's
nice.
Yeah, you know, rearrange the deck a third time. You know,
yeah,
more than a third time. But it's like God, they have so many right corners, but no houses that leave you with the matching left ledge.
Yeah.
It's like would figure if you knew anything about Tetris, you should have a piece that also has a corresponding opposite.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, it feels like you have all these wonderful Tetris pieces that you're going to be able to fit this nice rectangle in out of eventually, but no, none of that. Why would we get that?
Why would we give you nice things?
And you pretty much have to build a second orchard because you can only grow two trees, and then
you basically have to build like three orchards.
Oh, like, really? Okay.
The variety of trees you get. Because there's like apples, cherry, peaches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just found the one with it was an M, I guess, gives you silk.
Pears.
Mulberries?
Mulberries, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mulberry.
I don't know if I have a pear seed.
Well, the mulberry is the.
Oh, no, I have a pear.
That's the silk.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, so, but mercifully, they're square, so.
Oh, there's also olives.
Oh, an olive tree as well. Oh, my lord.
Yes. So I have three orchards. I don't know if there's any more.
Man.
It's funny. I guess that's what the portable zip line's for that you get once you discover zip line, Albert mails you and say, hey, I got a neat upgrade free. You know, not free. I think it's free. The blueprint's free. For your ship, which you let you set up two poles and run a zip line between them. Because every time I try to, now that the boat's getting big, I try to go from the top to bottom, trying to jump down, and I keep landing on an intermediate ledge. It's like, no, I want to go all the way down. Stop landing. But yeah, moving along. Let's see. Yeah, I just picked up Gustav and Bruce and Mikey. So I've opened up the rock area.
Nice. The rock breaker.
The rock breaker. Now, the other area that's like a fog.
I think you need lights.
Oh, okay.
If I remember correctly, you need lights for that.
I need to see a barrel. I think I might be able to. Oh, I might have close to the amount of. Or I might be able to get the resources in a barrel.
Yeah, and I think it might be like one of those deals where, like with the ship size, it scrolls over to the right.
Mm-hmm.
Because I looked down at the bottom and it's like, oh, there's only like a speed upgrade left, you know, after the rock crusher or the breaker.
Yeah.
It might be to the right of that. But yeah, as you get along with the game, now your maintenance / homekeeping. Things increase, so it's like the time between like helping people is like, well, wait a minute, I gotta grow some stuff over here first. Hold on.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm able to get the mist thing, but I have to say goodbye to Morph Bear. Because it requires...
Okay.
Like three of them.
Yeah, kind of weird farming spirits for boat upgrades.
Yeah. Give me your damn
farm. Come on, guys. Go out the door. Come on. I need your flowers.
Yep. Please exit my boat. So how have the goodbyes been?
I was thinking, let's see. I think I've only done three. Gwen.
Mm-hmm.
Summer and Alice.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'd have to say Alice was the toughest.
Alice is so tough. And Alice's whole thing, I felt like was really tough. Because at one point she turns around, right after something happens where you're worried about her, and she turns around and goes, "You're smothering me. Stop."
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, "No, Alice, no." Oh, so difficult.
All right, we'll stop discussing goodbyes, John.
Yeah, I think some of that's because of... probably because of the fact that I think she had Alzheimer's or something like that.
Yep.
Probably.
Yep.
And then
right before we started recording today, I just said goodbye to Giovanni, who's kind of a sleazy character. He just kind of shows up and is really needy, but also wants to give you presents all the time, but then is supposed to be in a relationship with the lion character. What's her face?
Astrid.
Yeah. They're supposed to be either married or something. Married, but then he goes around and is seeing other people basically behind Astrid's back, and it's so messy. But even still, for his goodbye, I still cried, and I was like, "He's the one you like the least." Like, I even like Bruce and Mickey better than Giovanni, I think, just because of the soft place in my heart for water buffaloes.
Yeah, he's sort of like
it still ripped me up.
He's still a serial bullshitter.
Yeah, that's what it felt like. He's like, "I believe in you." People who, even when they're gone, people never stop loving you. And I was like, "How many people have you told that to?"
You'll like the later stuff then.
I'm sure I will.
I've already said goodbye to Giovanni, so I'm in the process of what happens from that.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't fully do that until I do some stuff for a tool, because I'm like, no, I want you involved in this event with a tool, so you're not going anywhere.
I see.
All right, so we'll chill on the goodbyes. So we can bring Jonathan back.
We'll let Jonathan come back. All right. So we're still doing, I mean, the game is still fetch quests for cute animals. So what are some of your like favorite errands or least favorite errands that you've had to do so far?
Go ahead.
Getting Giovanni was annoying.
Yeah, and then it's, it almost continues on the same vein where it's a lot of hopping around on the map. Although we did a lot of that for, was it Astrid? Or I forget who needed some stuff from, like.
Well, yeah, Astrid had you going around. But, like, Giovanni had you going through, like, multiple, like, literal zones. Like, you were, like, literally mm-hmm. across the map.
For summer, too, though, I think, to like, just to meet all the dragons and stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Same deal with, like, Astrid and the tortoises. You go around a whole bunch of different places.
Yes. Yeah.
Liked, and obviously I, you know, kind of far behind, but I think more spirit quests are the ones that get the spirits on your boats, mm-hmm. rather than yeah. when you have them. Just because that's when you get interesting interactions and stuff, like just the whole, just the whole Gustav, you know. Susan stole
yeah.
this art piece. She doesn't even want it. And then you finally find Susan, and Susan's just like, "Oh joy, we're here." You know, it's just like,
I love that ass. part of the game where Gustav gives you his whole spiel on his plans for his gallery, and you actually have it like sometime, and then like 20 minutes later.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, and like it was like it's funny how it's like Stella. I read this last week. It doesn't have a whole lot of facial animations, but like, it'll surprise you with some during some interactions. You yes. know? Like that one where she's just like totally
zoned
out, or like when Astrid's like, "Okay, such a gossip," and like Stella just is like, "Girl, please," you know. Just
Oh man, yeah.
I got some more shenanigans.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, I haven't.
I picked up lemons for a lemon dealer, and then I have to go talk to some people like at 3 or 4 different islands because now I'm apparently part of the street team for the Dice Boys, which is the.
Oh yes.
It's some kind of music group, maybe, I think. I'm not sure what kind of music.
I thought it was a gang or something.
Well, they're acting like you meet them by one of the docks on the island, and they're like acting all tough. And apparently they rap, maybe. And they give you an album, then you have to go talk to like all these other people, like distribute this to their street team so that the newest Dice Boys release can get it to the people. They're weird.
Oh yes, I ended up picking up the Dice Boys at one point. I did run into one. I'd have to find the screenshot. I think I ran into them on one of the Asian
events. Really? I met them at Oxbury.
No, I meant like one of the people that you have to distribute them.
Oh, okay.
Distribute mm-hmm. it to them. Because yeah. They give you a list of locations. Remember.
Yeah.
Oh, and then there's also the quest for the song Lover's Myth versus the Autumn End. It's in one of those other city towns where they're debating over what the song is called.
Oh.
And then you have to solve said case.
Name the song.
Yeah. I ended up finding the thing that they wanted and buying it ahead of time anyway. So mm-hmm. I didn't really have to go anywhere to solve the case.
That works.
Oh, yeah. I ran into someone Furugawa, and they're talking about like people hungry for the Dice Bice bars because they rap.
Yeah. What else did I do? Oh, I told somebody about an opportunity to be in a movie. I'm a talent scout now, also, apparently.
Well, I think I met that person, but it hasn't triggered anything.
Yeah, it takes a while, and they have kind of far-flung contacts. You're supposed to
meet with. Oh, yeah, they end up seeing, like, 5 different people, and I didn't even realize I was going to talk to one of them. And I just kind of gave it to that person. He's like, okay, whatever.
Oh, yes, I'd love to be in a movie. Great. Good for you. Yeah. All right. How do you hope people's stories wrap up here? Don't know that any of us will actually be finished with the game when we talk next week, but we'll at least be wrapped up with a few more spirits storylines, probably. So is there anything in particular that you hope for or would like to see happen?
More backstory for Stella.
Yeah, that's true. That's very good.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, right now she's sort
has,
of.
Has
yeah.
anyone.
Yeah.
It might be a spoiler because I ahead on like updates because it was like the first update, but has anyone found Lily? I don't think you can get Lily until you finish 8 spirits.
Yeah.
So it's like. It is like she is the first like post game content. Just reading, I clicked on Lily in the wiki by accident. It was like,
whoa,
because she's part of Stella's past. I don't want to spoil it in case you guys don't want to know. Also, if you don't want to know, don't click Lily on the Wikipedia.
Don't do it.
But I'm excited to eventually meet Lily. I don't know if I'll. I don't think I can reach through 7 spirits by next Tuesday, but
oh, come on.
I don't know. We might. I might. But, yeah, Lily, I think, will add to Stella's backstory. But, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah, I would like more Stella background. So a lot of times when you say goodbye to a spirit, you meet this weird like ghost owl kind of thing, and I'm assuming that has something to do with Stella's past as well, because it keeps talking to Stella like it knows things about her.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to kind of know what's going on with that. I'm assuming we will that will be like end game reveals. Don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know, like, owls tend to have been associated with death and stuff. So.
All right. Anything else that you want to talk about for Spirit Fair for this week?
No, go ahead, Jonathan.
Oh, this is just a thing that just because I walked into each character's houses while they're sleeping. Mm-hmm. I just love their little sleeping animations. They're all just so cute. Like, it could be so easy just to. So I love how just this entire game, it goes the extra mile for like little bits of animation. It's like how a tool, he goes to bed, he just goes to a tank and it fills up with water and he just floats.
Mm-hmm.
and Alice fills up into a little hedgehog ball with her hat just slumped over her whole body, you know. Aww. and Astra just looks so comfortable, and this is such a wholesome game.
It's so cozy.
Yeah.
So cozy.
Except when it's Tuesday afternoon and you haven't put enough hours in, and you're like, yeah, I gotta get through this.
I can't have feelings right now.
Yeah. Go through the
thing. Yeah.
Hi. Like,
yeah, bad for you too. Get off my boat. Yep.
Oh, man.
Yep. All right. Well, next week, if you can, finish Spirit Fair. If most of us don't, we'll see what we might do in the future as far as discussion goes. But the goal, ideally, we would all be able to finish Spirit Fair by next Tuesday, and then we'll see. I can't promise that will be able to happen for Madeline, so I'm definitely not going to be upset if it doesn't happen for anybody else. If you want more Game Chat, you can find us on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon Podcasts, Stitcher, and Google Play Podcasts under The Game Chat for all past and current shows. Keep up to date on what's going on by following us on Twitter at @the_game_chat, on Instagram at The Game Chat, and search for us on Facebook under Game Chat. Leave us a review or question or topic for our current game, and we might read it on the show. If you want to join the chat, you can email us at jointhechat@thegamechat.net, or you can send us pictures of dogs at notenoughdogs@thegamechat.net. Come back next week, and we're talking about Spirit Fair again. So until then, thank you for listening, and we'll chat at you later.
Bye.
Bye.